You're listening to the BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coaches Show on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Now, back to the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
All right, so we are courtside here at the Marriott Center. We await the arrival of Kevin Young. Coach Young and the Cougars tonight defeating Florida A&M by a final score of 103-57. BYU led in scoring by Cannon Catchings, 21 points, 14 for Dallin Hall, 11 for Dawson Baker, 10s apiece for Mawut Mag and Trevin Nell. Other scorers for the Cougs, Fuseni Traore with 9, 8 for Brody Kozlowski, career high, Kay Bakeda with 7, 5 for Mihailo Boskovic, 4 for Jared McGregor, 4 for Elijah Crawford. Those are the scores. You add them all up, you get to 103. BYU shoots 54% on the night, 44% from three, 77% from the free throw line. Those are winning numbers. BYU shot basically as well in the first half as it did in the second half. Balanced scoring, balanced half-to-half. Yes, Florida A&M is overmatched. They're now 0-7 against Power Conference foes, and they've gotten run out by all the good teams they played. They're a SWAC team that has to go on the road for basically the entire preseason, but for some non-Division I home games. And the Cougs did what they were supposed to do. But again, if the odds makers say you've got to cover at 34.5, that's a big number to hit. And the Cougs did that and then some tonight and win it by 46 points, 103-57. And so, Mark, now with non-conference play done, we can kind of judge how the Cougs did in the non-league portion at 9-2.
Yeah, I thought they did pretty well. You know, they didn't play a lot of great teams, but like they did tonight, they took care of business and beat the team that was in front of them and did it in an impressive fashion. And I think about the guys who need to really play well for BYU to be successful in the Big 12, and one of the main guys is Cannon Catchings. I love his line tonight. The 21 points, 8 of 12, 4 for 7. That means he was 4 for 5 from the 2, which I think has to be a bigger part of his game. And he was good. And then that 4 rebounds, not huge, but he's got to get rebounds. And 4 is a decent number. 3 assists. Overall, I thought Cannon was terrific. And he's just going to be critical to BYU's success against the good teams they'll face in the Big 12.
It was last night on the coaches show that Kevin Young talked about Cannon Catchings and what was maybe in store for him as they worked on different parts of his game. And as Coach Kevin Young puts on the headset, maybe we could start with Cannon and how proud you are of him and what he did tonight. And I'm sure some of the things you felt you were working with him on showed up on the floor tonight.
Yeah, I mean, the thing I love about Cannon is just how coachable he is. You know, he's when I really lock in on things with him, he tries really hard to put those into play on the court. I thought tonight, you know, he took the right shots, and that's kind of what I told him after the game. I don't really look at him as a make-or-miss shot guy. I just look at, are you taking the right shots? And I think all 7 of his 3 tonight were catch-and-shoot threes, which is something we've been on him quite a bit. And then I love the attacks that he had in transition, drawing contact, and, you know, I thought he had some great carryover tonight.
It's a team you're supposed to beat handily, and you did so tonight, but you also want to do it the right way, right? You want to see you play BYU basketball. How do you think the team did that way tonight?
No, I mean, the 25 assists on 34 makes, that's right. That's kind of where I go to on that one. I thought, you know, tonight was probably the best ball movement, just in terms of just effortless. Like, no one's forcing shots. I thought every shot, for the most part, that was, you know, attempted was a good shot. And that's something we've been talking to our guys quite a bit about. And then, you know, on the defensive end, you know, kept him relatively, you know, off the line for the good chunk of the game, which is something we've been talking about quite a bit. And, you know, we forced him to beat us from three with some of the threes that we wanted him to take. Now, they got some easier ones in the second half that we didn't love, but I thought on that end it was pretty good as well.
Coach, I'm guessing that you didn't have to deal with Kevin Durant, Devin Booker going through finals week when you're with the Suns. I mean, that must have been a new experience for you. Didn't have a lot of games in December, but how was that whole process? How'd the guys do? And was that a hard time with practice and finals and all that going on?
Yeah, I mean, our guys are great, man. They're super focused on everything they have going on. I told them, you know, yesterday and today, like, look, I understand this is a tough time of year with, you know, with the finals wrapping up, you know, people have families in town, people are getting ready to travel. And so really challenged them to just focus on the task at hand tonight, and I thought they did that well.
Fuseni Traore ends up with a really balanced line, which we come to expect from him, 9, 6, and 5, points, rebounds, and assists. The 5 assists for him tie a career high. And, again, you're talking about sharing the ball at 25 assists, and 5 go to Big Foose tonight.
Yeah, I mean, he's so good. I mean, he's just such a steady, reliable force, both on the block and in that kind of high post area where he can facilitate, you know, great hub for us offensively. And, you know, the combination of him and him and Kaba has been really, really good for us. I think they complement each other well, and I think our guys do a good job of finding them in their spots.
Team high 9 rebounds for Kaba. Dallin Hall's line tonight, 14, 5, and 7 points, rebounds, and assists. And those 7 assists are a season high. Coming off a 6-assist game against Wyoming, here's Dallin Hall getting into the flow.
Yeah, no, I thought he was really good. I thought tonight was his best kind of just pick-and-roll game. In terms of decision making, was I thought really good. He's another guy, you know, been spending me and our staff's been spending a lot of time watching film with him, just showing him different things, and I just loved his moxie tonight. You know, he didn't get discouraged when he missed those first two bunnies. He kept attacking. It was good to see him make some threes as well, and then like I said, kind of be a bit of a maestro in the pick and roll.
Coach, another good, I thought, defensive performance tonight. You mentioned some letdowns in the second half on the 3-point. Shooting, but overall I think you're doing a nice job. You seem to be progressing. I think Mawet adds a really nice defensive presence for you. And how do you feel like going into conference play, where you're at defensively? Are you pleased? There obviously may be more work to do, but do you feel like you're going in the right direction?
Absolutely. I think that's, for me, where I probably have, you know, grown the most confidence in our group, really since the Providence game. I think we've really streamlined exactly what we want them to do defensively, and they've done a great job of executing that. Obviously we'll be faced with some stiffer challenges in terms of things we have to guard and stop, but as far as, you know, our identity and our schemes and you know what we value the most, what I'm calling our standard operating procedures, I think our guys have really dug their teeth into that.
We visited with Brody Kozlowski on the headset as our postgame guest tonight, and he goes 13 minutes, ends up with a career-high 8 points because those were his first points as a BYU Cougar. And even in that limited time, we kind of showcased, or you did, what Brody's capable of doing as his career continues here.
Yeah, he's a guy that got off to a slow start because of injury. You know, in the summer he had some shin splints and he had some other stuff going on with some lower body stuff. But, you know, he's really come on a lot in practice. I think he's done everything we ask him to do. He's a great guy. He's a great teammate. He's really helped practice be much better, and he's really started to shoot the ball better in practice. And, you know, when you put that kind of work in and you're consistent like he is, you know, he deserved a night like that to see the ball go in, and I was really happy with how he played.
Bit of a blessing and a curse situation with as much depth as you've got, because you've had to use 5 different starting lineups in 11 games, but you're getting productivity out of each group. And again, once you get healthy, you're going to have a lot of guys who've had a lot of meaningful minutes because of that injury situation. So I think you look at the positive of it and say, we've dealt with it and dealt well with it.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's a huge part of a team, right, of guys being able to be mature enough to, you know, cheer for other guys when it's not their night, and then be able to produce when it is their night. And, you know, I think we got a bunch of a locker room full of team-first guys. And hopefully that bodes as well as we get healthy. But I think for me, it's really, like I say this a lot, but it's really made our practices that much better, which in turn has made our team a lot better. So, on the other hand, it's the biggest challenge I have in terms of, you know, making sure we're subbing it the right way, making sure we have the right combinations of guys out there. I mean, that's something I spend a lot of time studying with our analytic director, and we'll have our hands full of trying to figure that out, but it's definitely a good problem to have.
Not to belabor the NBA background you have, but you come from a world of load management and 80 to 100 games and guys having a much more stringent schedule where lineups probably do have to change a lot more. Has it been helping you in terms of going just rolling with the punches that way?
Yeah, I mean, you just have to be ready for anything, you know, in that league. I learned that. So, you know, we're certainly not afraid of any type of lineups we need to throw out there. We have a lot of versatility, which makes it, you know, fun to try to find different pairings and stuff like that. But, yeah, I mean, that was something that I studied a lot, and I was always, you know, that was always on my plate when I was an assistant as far as helping the head coach with the subbing patterns and who's playing. And so feel pretty experienced with that. Akash, our director of analytics, you know, we have some software that we use to kind of visually see what that looks like. So it's something I feel like I'm pretty well versed in.
Seems to me there's kind of two issues when you don't have guys out for injury. Maybe one is chemistry, and then one is just having the right personnel on the floor at the same time. As far as chemistry goes, how important is it to have guys play together on the floor, or do they take care of that in practice? They've been together for all year long getting ready for the season. Do you think the chemistry's already there and now it's just about getting the right personnel on the floor?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, I think, you know, obviously Dallin and you know, our Yegor playing together and with Cabo, right? Like that trio hasn't been out there as much as I would have liked in games. I mean, the tricky part in practice is, you know, you're playing obviously against yourself and your own scheme versus playing against, you know, other teams' schemes. I think one thing that's helped us a lot, and again, I'm learning on the fly, is, you know, we've really kind of transitioned to a lot of scout team type stuff where we, you know, we'll have a group of five with some of our GAs play like how the other team's going to play us. You know, in the NBA, that's virtually unheard of. You just never practice, so you don't have time to do that here. You know, there's more time to do stuff like that. I think that's helped us in practice, and that's kind of helped build up some of the chemistry as well.
Okay, I'm sure it was a fun locker room afterward because they know they've got some time off now to enjoy the holidays with their family and friends, and so they will have some time here to really enjoy Christmas, won't they?
They will, you know, which I think for any athlete, you know, that plays basketball particularly, and even football this year, you know, holidays can be tricky, you know, time away. I mean, these guys were away for Thanksgiving, so to be able to circle back and have some time off for Christmas, you know, will be really special, I think, for everybody. And, you know, we're looking forward to a little break, but then obviously really looking forward to what's ahead.
You're back at work, what, late next week, day after Christmas maybe?
Yep, back in the gym day after Christmas. And, you know, talked to the guys quite a bit, though, about being able to get work in while they're away. And you know, our strength coach and Jordan Brady, our director of player development, have those guys dialed and ready.
Have fun, but be safe and get back safe and sound and get ready to work, because the next time you hit the floor, it's going to be in a conference game.
Yeah, can't wait. You know, I mean, obviously great conference, you know, great competition, and, you know, I think we're ready to rock.
All right, we are too. Coach, congratulations on tonight.
Thank you, guys.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
All right, that's Coach Kevin Young.